We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome to the show Skylin Brooks of The Outsiders. How are you, Skylin? What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm well, man. Good start to the morning. I'm on the show.
Exactly. You're up and Adam and ready to go. So let's kind of talk specifically enough about, did you always want to be an actor growing up? You know, getting this opportunity in the breaks early in your career and all that. So did you always want to be an actor?
No. Honest answer. I had no clue when I was younger, but I believe I took a couple acting classes. My parents had put me in just by chance after I played sports and all types of stuff. And it just came easy to me. So I really enjoyed it. And after I booked my first commercial, I was like, okay. And people started saying, okay, maybe, you know, you kind of have something. I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll just keep pursuing it. And then that's when I knew, I was like, okay, I like this.
And see, and that's what we do. We find things that we love and we find that, hey, this is something we really love to do and it doesn't feel like work. It's game on. And
oh, 100%.
You're like, there's nothing else we want to do. And that's when I remember when I was a professional wrestler, I felt that same way at a younger age. And then when I figured out after teaching that I want to become more entertainment and doing this stuff, this is what I want to do all the time. This is the fun stuff, right? You know, getting out speaking or podcasting or doing radio and television. And same thing when it comes to acting. How did you get the big break? Because that's the thing, Skylin, you know, right off the bat, boom, you know, and that puts some weight on your shoulders. And I'm sure people have talked about that before, but how did that big break come about?
For me, I believe it came, my actual breakout role was The Inevitable Defeat of Mr. and Pete. And that one took me from, you know, I guess one league into the next, into the higher, more professional aspect of the scene of the industry in entertainment. And through that film, that was where I actually really respected and learned the love of the craft, to put the craft first. And that acting is literally like the one thing in my life that's like, it's healing. It's like, it really does heal. And that is the movie that put me into my career that I have now, which down the line is, you know, it's been rolling. It's been on a roll.
What would you think your biggest break is? What would you define?
This break, I have to say, would be The Get Down on Netflix.
Right.
I had to say on Netflix. That one was in a league of its own, yeah.
And so in this process, how do you have this gumption? You want to go out and, you know, go ahead and audition, right? Because it doesn't have, people don't just give you jobs and people have to understand that.
Oh, no.
And it's constantly doing that. What do you think keeps you to want to keep going and just keep on trucking and saying, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to audition. I'm going to go ahead. Everything in life's a numbers game. People don't understand that. Okay. It's a complete numbers game. They might think, hey, I need to have success right now. It has to happen now. That doesn't happen. It's numbers. And then whenever the law of averages comes and that number comes up and it's the greatest thing that ever happened, it happens. And that's what an actor has to do. How do you make sure that you don't deal with rejection and let it bother you?
Man, that's, I love this question. By the way, that's very true. The law of averages is very true. For me, I have a lot more clarity now. It was actually going continuously to acting classes, like never feeling as if you actually have an edge or there's or that you know anything. As an actor, you, or just in general in life, you know, to, you know, never feel that you actually have everything together. Because if you do, then you develop a sort of weird, you know, idea of like, oh, I know what I'm doing. And I've been doing this for years and, you know, no one can tell me anything. And it's like, no, truthfully, you don't know. And that's what humbles you in order to find that character and like really live in that truth. And my coach tells me, you know, acting is just life in motion. It's just you as you are. And so that keeps me really in the headspace to tackle this stuff on.
And I'm impressed because honestly, I tried to look at acting. I'm a former professional wrestler, so I know how to act as a wrestler.
Yeah.
I know how to go out and be the bad guy, the good guy, you know, scary face. What I think is the hardest talent is you guys have to memorize all your lines and then play a character that, guess what? You know, when you're auditioning, that you might not feel,
Yeah.
You know, I created my characters. I didn't copy them.
That's awesome.
When I was a wrestler, I created personas myself. I got the ability to develop that. Even, I guess, on my on-air, I create my own persona, how I want to interview, how I look at things. I have different role models from Howard Stern to Dan Patrick to Sean Hannity, where I've listened to these people and I listen and I say, okay, this is how it sounds right. This is how I need to ask questions. This is now I need to keep it flow. But for you guys, man, the problem is you say, hey, you're auditioning for this character in this point and you have no idea. You just got to read it and do it. And that's hard, right?
Oh, it's difficult. And that part never gets easy. I definitely, like, when I see to this day, I still see, and it's funny, people tell me, you've been doing this since you were 8 or 7 years old. And I'm like, yeah, it's been about 16 years.
If you're 16 years, you're 23, right?
Yeah, I just turned 23. Yeah.
Okay. So if you start 16 years.
Ooh, 16 years. Jeez. But even though it's been that long, I still can't stand when I see a 7-page script and I'm like four pages of the dialogue. But it's difficult because you have to remember. Sometimes it takes me hours. It takes me hours, or, you know, sometimes I pick it up fast, but like, it really depends. It depends on how you feel. Like, you're a human being at the same time. Like, it never gets easier.
Never. You know, so I had to read this role. The only time I ever tried to do a role, and this was right before I ended up hooking up in Clubhouse and decided to go Clubhouse route and speak in front of tons of people. Instead, I had to read, what's the guy's name? Is the conspiracist that just got sued? I forget his name. Well, they wanted me to do a role like that.
Joe Rogan?
No, not Rogan. Conspiracy thing. And I got my acting friends that said, Neil, you got to read this and memorize it. I'm like, dude, I'm not. And I didn't do it. I even auditioned once. So I understand how challenging it is. And so how you're able to read roles and say, do you read them off of paper? It depends. If you're like, if they ask you to do that role, it depends. I guess it depends on the casting. And if it's the right feel, right look, they might be seeing a natural versus that. And this is the thing. And how about during the pandemic, it's all sending these things out. All right, let's go ahead now and go into Outsiders. And tell me, you know, it had to be an amazing opportunity for you to be the lead role in this, pretty much. It's your story. And it really is telling a true tale of, I think, racism in the South. Was it considered the South? Where, what location was that shot in?
This was technically, I was like East, like I think there was North Carolina or.
But where were we? So it was considered North Carolina, but what about, where did you shoot it?
Oh, we shot it out here in Los Angeles.
Really? That's some unbelievable locations. And
I know, right?
Where in Los Angeles did you shoot that with some of those scenic looks?
Well, for the scenic looks, we went to Big Bear, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, all the, you know, trees and, you know, it was really beautiful at that time.
Yeah, so it definitely looked like a southern town. And so you said, they never said what it was. I was thinking North Carolina. Yeah. So in that challenge of what you're going through, where still racism is still here today, and then that process, and you fed the sci-fi story into that. So how did that feel? And I'm sure you don't feel that as much in being in LA versus this kind of situation, the character you're playing.
Right. Well, for me, I mean, you know, in my life, I've had some moments definitely where they kind of shaped or could have shaped my vision on how people of different, you know, ethnicities are. But there have been moments where people didn't believe what I said. And like, you know, it kind of made me feel invalidated, you know, as a young guy, you know. So I related to that, his situation, his plight, as far as that's concerned. And like, you know, the script attacks the idea of, you know, racism in a sense where it doesn't make you feel like you have to choose sides. You know, it's just an intellectual conversation of where people, you know, the decisions that their forefathers made or people that in their, you know, in their lives have done, and how that influences them to make decisions. So, you know, Jalen is who's the lead character. Jalen is a very protective person and he just loves his family and because of a predicament in his town, which a lot of this, even to me to this day, we had to create our own like idea of what these characters went through, because a lot isn't specified through the film. It's more so pulling moments, but the he's just a very protective person. And because of his situation, they had to move to a smaller town and he had to start all over again. So the most difficult part for me about playing this character and like getting in this film was just, I had to pull from real experiences, and I found myself a lot asking more questions than having answers.
Exactly. And then adding that sci-fi spin, and people need to see the film to really understand that stuff, really brings it out. Like, you know, hey, and you're the fall guy, and people need to see this or watch at least the trailer of this. And I watched the film, and the thing is that it really, the whole process of connecting sci-fi with, hey, if there's no evidence, they're going to pick a fall guy, and the fall guy ends up being somebody that is the easiest target.
Yeah.
So that case is solved, done, over, finished. And that's just how it works in life. You know, people want to finish things quickly. They'll blame somebody. And even if they didn't do all the evidence, so it's case closed, let's move on.
Right.
And that's the kind of story, and it'll lead you going for sure. So people can check out right now. It's available on Amazon, all VOD, right?
Yes, everywhere. Everywhere. You type it in and you'll find it.
All right. So what are the projects going on for you that you can tell us about? You got anything else coming up?
So right now I am working on executive producing a show called Dope Dealer. So I'm really interested in that one. I think that's very cool. I can't say too much about the story, but
you can't tell me network it's gonna be on or anything, Dope Dealer?
I can't say anything yet. I can't say
anything. Okay, if you're hopefully going, I'll let you not say anything else. People gotta follow you, right?
Just follow me, keep up to date. I post every now and then, you know, things on my Instagram, Facebook, and stuff. But just stay updated on that. And I'm working on a hip hop jazz album right now.
Okay.
So I can get very close. We're midway stages right now, but that's on the way too.
And they follow you easily where, Skylin?
Oh, you can follow me at Skylin_B on Instagram, or Skylin Brooks the actor on Facebook, and Skylin Brooks, same as Instagram, Skylin_B on Twitter.
And Instagram's where you live, right?
Yeah, Instagram's where I'm at, man. I mean, I'm on Twitter every now and then, but you know.
What about TikTok, especially being in LA? You not jumped on TikTok yet?
I can't do the TikTok yet. But I know I have to.
Especially if you can go in all those locations.
Definitely.
And then people recognize you then. Oh my, especially then you could just blow it up on TikTok. So there you go.
Oh, for sure. I definitely wanted to put my music on TikTok because I feel like that's more, I've seen a lot of more dances and trends happen on there. So
yeah, that's it. So can you do the dances and trends? There you go. And then you show up and you try to collaborate with one of the TikTok influencers in LA. That is, you know, blowing up, and say, hey, you know, and you guys can collaborate. Maybe you never know what can happen.
Oh man, it'll be a good time. I can't wait for that part.
Once when your music gets rolling. So when is that? We should expect music coming out.
Oh yeah, so music will be rolling out before then, but I will say definitely the summer, right. Like late summer into fall. And if you're into sci-fi, I am in the middle of writing a feature film for sci-fi mystery thriller. So it's already in its first draft. So I'm just cleaning it up. But so
are you looking for somebody to purchase that? Because directors watch this.
Yes.
My show. I don't know if you've seen who I've interviewed, Skylin. I'm serious. I get directors on. I get all the different people. So they check out my stuff and they go and review. So yes, definitely contact Skylin. When do you think you'll be able to sell that? Soon?
I would say definitely around the same time the album. So I would say about fall.
All right.
It'll be ready.
Stay busy. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Good talking to you, Skylin. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.